Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mike Huff. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Batting third. The left fielder, Bo Allred. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris James. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Turner Ward. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The DH, Willie Wilson. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Lance Blankenship. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bob Welch. And now, play ball. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Huff hits a ball on the ground for a single. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Huff moves to third. Bo Allred is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Allred strikes out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Huff scores. Lewis scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. James hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. James moves to second. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ward strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. James scores. Berga moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Huff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Huff hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Huff reaches second base with a double. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and has Huff trapped. There's the throw to Blankenship, who throws to Weiss, who tags Huff for the out. Lewis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bo Allred is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allred is 0 for 1 in the game. Allred hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lewis scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. James is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. James hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Skinner and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berga for the out. 1 out. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gallego hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joel Skinner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Huff is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Huff strikes out. One out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lewis hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Allred is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Allred is 0-for-2 in the game. Allred strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field. Allred settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ward. Steinbach reaches second base with a double. Canseco moves to third. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Chris James batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. James is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. James hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Berga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Berga reaches second base with a double. Bell moves to third. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McGuire. Bell scores. Berga moves to third. It's 7-1, Indians. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Canseco, who is chasing the ball. Brown reaches third base with a triple. Berga scores. Ward goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Indians. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Skinner hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-1, Indians. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Huff is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Huff takes first base on ball 4. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lewis hits a pop-up beyond short. Weiss can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Huff moves to third. Bo Allred is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allred is 0-for-3 in the game. Allred hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Huff scores. Lewis moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-1, Indians. Steve Chitrin now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lewis moves to third. Allred moves to second. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. James is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. James strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. Allred settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallego hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-3, Indians. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a line drive into left field. Allred settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Skinner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Skinner reaches second base with a double. Brown goes all the way around to score. It's 12-3, Indians. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Huff is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive towards short. Lewis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Steinbach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blankenship hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Eric Show now pitching. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lewis strikes out. One out. Bo Allred batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Allred is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allred takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blankenship throws to second for 1, and Gallego throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Bell moves to second. 2 outs. Chris James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. James hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. James reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. It's 13-3, Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Berga hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 15-3, Indians. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-4 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 15, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Manto now playing first base. Jose Escobar now playing second base. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gallego is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gallego strikes out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Allred settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 15, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Kurt Young now pitching. Jose Escobar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Escobar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Skinner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Skinner hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Huff is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blankenship fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Escobar moves to second. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Lewis strikes out. 2 outs. Bo Allred is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allred is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Allred strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 15, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rod Nichols now pitching. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Canseco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Canseco strikes out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McGuire is 0 for 3 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Steinbach is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Steinbach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGuire moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. McGuire scores. Steinbach moves to second. It's 15-4, Indians. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Blankenship is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blankenship strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 15, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Klink now pitching. Luis Lopez pinch hits for Albert Bell. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manto hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Berga is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 15, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Weiss is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gallego is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Henderson is 0 for 4 in the game. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 15-6, Indians. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Canseco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Canseco strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 15, and Oakland Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.